Nancy Berry joins us this morning, the mayor of College Station. How are you today?
I am terrific.
Great. You just got back, I know, from grandmom service. How was that?
Fabulous.
Yeah?
Okay. Fabulous. Twice the pleasure. Well, twin girls.
Good. All right. And then you were able to spoil them and all that stuff, huh?
Well, I don't know. Not quite yet.
They're so young that they don't even know they're being spoiled, right?
Yeah, well, just holding them, playing with them, feeding them, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of stuff going on in College Station right now. I mean, it's crucial stuff, but it's not the kind of thing that causes controversy. Y'all have done some infrastructure improvements in College Station, which is the future after all.
It's important. I mean, that's what our citizens expect us to do, is take care of infrastructure. So we're, replacing sewer lines in the Bee Creek area. We're going to So we have future capacity. They're 40 years old, and no one 40 years ago thought we were going to have this kind of growth. So we're going to run a parallel line and clean out the one we have so we can ensure that they have sewer service.
Just 40 years, just 40 years.
Yeah.
And doing this is like getting your transmission fixed. You spend some money and nobody knows. They just look and go, it looks the same to me, right?
To me, I refer to it as like, going to the grocery store. You're not actually getting ahead. You're just trying to get back to where you were.
Right.
You go to the grocery store, you buy your stuff, you come home, you put it away, and it's not like you're better off. You've restocked the pantry.
It is something you had to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's done. But again, it's an important thing that housekeeping that cities have to do to make sure that as the area grows, you're keeping in step with that.
Absolutely, because deferred maintenance is an easy thing to kind of push aside, and this is something that's critical for that part of the city, and council's committed to making sure our infrastructure stays current and meets our future needs.
One of the stories that we did earlier this week had to do with the committee, and I don't remember the official name of it, but that had to do with the environmental awareness and after there was some, it's called the College Station, the Green College Station Citizens Task Force. That's it. Okay, so they existed, and we had an interview with the Hugh Stearns, who was I guess chairman of it, and a little disgusted because he felt like the city was not taking the body seriously, and staff was not at promised meetings. Then he finds out that y'all decided to dissolve this task force. So kind of give me the city's view on that, if you would.
Okay. Well, the task force has been meeting, and it's a stellar group of individuals, a highly qualified number of university professors and the like. So there's no question that, it was a blue ribbon group. The task originally, several years ago, was to come up with a policy, a plan that would eventually be, vetted through public hearings and parks and planning and zoning and then come to council. And they had a specific charge to come up with this, a draft policy. And the committee's been meeting, and the direction has floated and changed, and it wasn't quite what we needed. And we need this policy in place so that we can go out and, apply for grants and that sort of thing. So the recommendation from the city manager's office was that the plan was pretty close to being completed, probably about 75-80%, which staff had done. This was separate and distinct from the task force. And so city manager's office said, let's disband the task force because they haven't done the task that was originally assigned to them. Let's staff finish the plan, then bring it back through all the appropriate committees, vetted public hearings, and all of that kind of stuff. And then after we adopt that at the council level, let's see if we need a citizens committee. And the citizens committee we may institute may require a different skill set than the ones that are currently on the task force. But, our thanks to the task force for meeting regularly, and in fact, the task force predates the hiring of the sustainability coordinator, which is what the grant originally required.
Okay, well, if it's a blue ribbon panel, then why didn't you want to do everything they wanted to do?
It wasn't a question of doing or not doing. Is that there was no policy about it, and one of the things they wanted to do was retrofit the light bulbs at City Hall. Now, not to say that might not be something we'd like to do. It's a 45-year-old building, and do you want to invest that much money now for, you know, you would obviously have savings later,
mm-hmm.
but how long are we going to use the building?
Any blowback on this? Any kind of a reaction?
I can't say. You know, we had council meeting on
You've been out of town.
Thursday. I left 6 o'clock Friday morning and got back 10 o'clock last night. So
Nobody's been texting you, all right?
That's exactly right. So whether there's been blowback or not, I can't say. But I personally haven't gotten it via email.
Are there any other committees or task force groups that also are being looked at that they might not
Absolutely.
Be?
Absolutely. Yeah. We appointed this year a sunset committee that's only going to last 1 year.
And I like that. You sunset the sunset committee.
Exactly. And their charge is to look at every single city council appointed committee and say, are they doing what their original charge was? Do we still need them? Can they be combined with some other committee? And if we need them, great. But if we don't, let's not have them, because every committee requires staff time. It requires the staff to notify the committee members, staff to do an agenda, some printing of paper for agenda that we'd like to get out of that business, and then being there when they meet, taking notes, following up, and all of that sort of thing. So there's a number of citizens committees that when we were appointing them back this summer, you know, if we had 6 openings, we had 2 people apply. Mm. And then we put everybody on that applied. But then you start to think, well, it's only a 7-member committee, and you got 3 people or 4 people on it, and nobody, you're asking people, would you please apply? You wonder, do we really need this?
Well, as you say, there's always has to be some sort of action or response from staff whenever these groups get together. The opportunity maybe for a bowl game to be held at Kyle Field as one member of council. What's your thoughts on that?
Exciting. I think that's just terrific. I mean, if Blinn can do it, I'm all behind it for a variety of reasons. One, it'd be in December. Our students are gone. It's not a particularly active time for our hotels. That would be the primary beneficiary, and then restaurants and retail and all of that. It's an opportunity to use Kyle Field for a lot of, and a lot of community people could come to see a football game at Kyle Field at a price that they could afford.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the individuals that might be attracted to a junior college bowl locally to see the football are also a lot of the potential students and family of students, of Blinn's students.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the exposure for Blinn, the exposure for our community to happen at a time when things are not happening, I think it's all positive.
Well, I don't think there's any gray area for hot money being used here either. I mean, you want to talk about heads in beds, this is the kind of thing that seems like it would be very well fitted for that.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer.
Okay, all right. Well, very good. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Outstanding.
All right, thanks a lot. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.